Good evening, my dear friends, and welcome to our Sunday night vigil for peace and unity within the whole family of God. I welcome you to this table of love, and I thank you for your sharing here with us. Let us begin by lighting a candle for peace and sharing our light, the light from the cosmic Christ within us, out into the whole world. I will honor your traditions, holy wisdom, sacred space. I will cherish your devotions, faithful prayers, abundant grace. When your paths are steep and lonely, in the shadows of the night, know that I will stand with you to greet the ever-coming light. As the wondrous mystery deepens, as through earth and stars we roam, you are mighty, dear companions, in the ways that bring us home. Life is one, the source is one, one in joy as we awaken, one in healing, peace and love. The prayer I read to you is the interfaith commitment of all the brothers and sisters who embrace the simpler way of Francis of Assisi as members of the Teo community of Interfaith Franciscans. We will honor your traditions, holy wisdom, sacred space. So let us come together and let us take our place at this table of love. Let there be no fear in our hearts. Let us just relax for a moment and just sense the stillness as we bring the curtain down on another day and wait for the sunrise to touch us with the healing rays of the cosmic and empower us to leave our silly ways behind and to come as a child of God, a child who is love, a child who is loved by God, a child who is respected by God. And all that God asks of us, are we willing to surrender our hearts to this amazing love? Are you ready to surrender your heart? Because if you are, now is the time to embrace silence. And in the stillness, listen to your heart, your teacher, your friend, your mentor, your buddy. As we close our eyes, we just visualize that we are flying through the clouds of God, the clouds of heaven. It is a peaceful place. There is gentleness in the breeze that touches our senses, for we can see clarity, we can sense beauty. Just go with your heart and visualize yourself flying through space. And you look down and you see a tiny little planet the size of a golf ball. And you're flying all around it. But here you can see a bigger picture. You begin to see with the eyes of God that all that God has created for you and me is indeed good. So just go with your heart and sense the rhythm of your heartbeat as you fly gracefully, effortlessly around the sacred earth, breathing in the love of your God, and in your out-breath, blowing a blessing on the children of God, especially those who are wounded, hurting, in pain. Just stay with this beautiful scene. You're flying through the clouds. You are free. You are free. And nothing is holding you back. You're liberated. Your shackles have been released. And you're flying with the angels. Be still. And embrace your divinity as a child of the light, a child of the Most High. And there is nothing here to stop you manifesting your dream. You are free. Enjoy your freedom as you fly through the heavens. You are loved. Be aware that all that you could ever be is here right now. And all it takes is four words. I surrender to you. I surrender to you. I surrender to you. And each time you surrender, there's a letting go of old ways, a letting go of fear, letting go of indecisiveness, insecurity, maybe stubbornness of heart. And now that you're flying and in your freedom, you decide to do something truly adventurous. You perform cartwheels, full circles, and feel the exhilaration and the freedom this brings as you go up and around and down and up again. Your child within is being reborn in freedom. Your child within is blessing you because you have the courage to step out in faith, in trust, in a higher power that can foresee all things. Just fly like the bird. Fly through the heavens. Fly into the arms of your God, where you hear that inner voice and it's calling you. Come, my beloved, this is your time. Celebrate this gift of time. Here, in this cosmic space, time is timeless. But from where you came from, everything is restricted. Choose. How do you wish to live and lead your life? Where do you wish to live that life? And how do you wish to live that life? You must choose before you return. Do you wish to go back to that dense energy, living in fear? Do you wish to remain free, where you trust not what you think you know, but your heart, your teacher? Be still. Take your time to choose, and choose wisely. Choose wisely. And you see yourself flying through space where there is no night and no day, and all is well, and you are free. And that freedom brings you an interior joy, a happiness that maybe you have not found yet, because you've surrendered the responsibility of embracing your God, your Goddess, in a loving trust, where you receive with an open heart, without question. And what you hear is always infused with joy, with hope, with a challenge. Are you willing to take the next step? Are you willing to trust your higher self? Relax now and embrace all that you are as a child of God. Not a child of an institution, but the child of a free family, a family who have found nirvana, without structures and dogma, a family who gather in love, a family who respect each other, who love one another, and who make no demands other than to serve. Feel that love flow through each part of you and sense the weightlessness from that freedom. For that freedom is God's freedom. And that freedom is offered to you right now. Be still. Be still and allow the I Am presence of God finally speak to you. And maybe now you will hear that inner voice. Say something that might challenge you, that you are loved, that you were created in love, that you were created whole, perfection, and complete. Be still, O beloved of God, and listen to those words. Words that religion has taken from us, for many have left us shackled with guilt that we are unworthy of the love of God. But as you fly through the cosmos, you see angels ascending and descending from the eternal city of hope, of light, of peace. They are descending to us, bringing joy to the joyless, hope to the hopeless, and peace to those who have no peace. The messengers of God are with you now. They have formed a procession to welcome you, for they respect you, they love you, because from the moment you were born, you were assigned a guardian angel and an archangel of high rank to guide you, protect you, instruct you well, and allow you see what you see now. So what do you see? What does your mind's eye reveal to you as you fly through the galaxy, the eternal city of light? What do you really see? You see planet Earth, it's getting nearer, and there's a part of you that doesn't wish to return. But the inner voice that created you is saying, you must return. You have much work to do. To bring what you experienced here to the children of God who are hurting, confused, betrayed. And each time you circle the earth, you can see it getting bigger and bigger. And you know that you now must return. And there you have to be still in your heart and embrace what you are as a child of God. And your heart is guiding you to honor your sacred contract that you agreed to before you were born. What did you ask for in your life lessons? What did you agree to so that you could experience what you have experienced flying through the heavens? Are you ready to take up the gauntlet as a light bringer of peace? Are you willing to listen to your heart and be guided by the love of all that is sacred to you? Are you willing to surrender your heart to love? The choice is yours. The choice is yours. So come as you are, O beloved child of God, and receive the most precious gift, the gift of eternal life. For the heart does not die, the body dies. For the body is what encases the heart to give it shelter, but the heart lives forever. Where does your heart sit with all that is happening around you? What more proof do you need that you are loved? How many times must you be told that you are a beloved of God? What causes this? Is it your stubbornness, your unlovableness, unwillingness, or is it the fact that you've never known unconditional love? Embrace the I Am Presence who's knocking on your heart right now. Embrace the gift of freedom that comes to those who surrender to the cosmic Christ, who are willing to be the hands and the feet and the beating heart of the mystical heart of God, the divine masculine and feminine. Now Earth is revealing to you your place where you live. Now you're back in your room, surrounded by your memorabilia. It looks familiar, but something's different. You notice a light shining brightly, unobtrusively. It's non-violent. Everything seems lighter, even you. You sense there has been a shedding of a lot of guilt and fear, sadness maybe. Just sit and relax and allow the beloved caress you and bless you and bless you. And quietly, you can say a mantra of your choosing. The mantra I choose to say, I am a child of God. I am loved not for what I do, but for who I am, a beloved of God. Reclaim your divinity now. Take back your power from your ego, from your fear-based mindset. Take back your power from those who have wronged you. Forgive them. Bless them. Bless the memories that may have haunted you. Forgive those who find it hard to be forgiven. And now allow the love of your God Goddess hold you in a gentle embrace of selfless love. Feel the arms of the divine caress you. Feel the arms of the beloved hold you. There is tenderness here, commitment, sincerity. There is joy. And you hear an inner voice say, "You are my beloved. Come. Come walk with me and let me allay your fear. For I ask nothing of you. I demand nothing from you. But I do invite you to come and see. And then choose whether you wish to surrender your heart. Relax now. Relax and know that you are loved. And those who know this, embrace it. And in embracing it, they experience a taste of nirvana, of heaven on earth. Be at peace now. Be still now. Be still. Sense the floor under your feet. Healing love from Gaia and the animal kingdom. Sense your surroundings, the air that you breathe. Be grounded and protected now. And you may wish to drink a glass of blessed water that you have blessed with your blessing. Allow that water refresh your mind, your body and spirit.